Listen to the full 2-hour show each Sunday from 7 to Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full 2-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, February 15th, 2026. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. I hope you had a very happy Valentine's Day. Just make sure that you reach out to someone that you love and tell them you love them, because that's the greatest commandment we were given, to love one another. And if we don't take care of the people across the street from us, the people next door to us, and if we can't go see our family, then pick up the phone and just call someone. You don't have to talk if you don't really talk to that person, but just telling someone you love them means a lot. This week, I have a very special guest. We have talked on the phone. I listened to the song she sent me, and we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. That is absolutely beautiful. A new mom, an independent Christian artist, Miss Becca Grace. Thank you, Miss Becca, for taking the time to be on Rock the Flock.
Hi, everybody. It's so good to be here. Thank you so much for having me, Greg.
I know you could literally be doing 100 different things because your four-month-old is actually inside right now, but you have I already know you have a man of God because he is inside taking care of that four-month-old.
Yeah, he's amazing. My husband, Michael, is a champion, and he's conquering nap time right now, so I'm really grateful for him.
That was my favorite time, because usually when it was nap time for the kid, it was nap time for dad, so we could kick back and get a little extra sleep.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, we will be right back, and like I say every week, we're going to pull the shovel out, we're going to pull the pick out, and we're going to dig into Miss Becca's life to see what God has been doing. We'll be right back with Becca Grace right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio, home of independent Christian artists. And we do have some labeled artists on the show, and that is a blessing, because when a label artist asks to be on the show, that's pretty cool, because it means God's stirring. He's moving some things, and he stirred up a special guest this week, because I may ask guests to be on this show, but God drives this show. And I've seen over and over again, whether we've set future dates, because I think now I'm booked out until April. It just seems when that artist comes on the show on whatever week it is, that God has just ordained it. It's his calling. And so I'm very honored, very privileged. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing Becca Grace to the show today.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, the hardest question you will answer in this interview, because I call it a totally loaded question, is who is Becca Grace?
Yeah, when you told me you were going to ask me that question, I was like, okay, cute identity crisis. How do I answer that? But of course, there's, you know, the very basic, important things that come to mind. I'm a wife. My husband, Michael, and I will be celebrating 5 years of marriage in April. So I'm a wife. I'm a new mom. We've got our little baby, Samuel. He'll be 4 months on the 26th. And obviously, I'm a child of God, and that's the biggest thing. I'm a Midwestern girl. I was born and raised in Indiana my whole life. And my husband and I recently moved to the Nashville area in June 2024. I'm trying to think what else. Those are all the surfacey things. I did ministry for years, specifically worship ministry and youth ministry. That was like what I did fresh out of high school and loved it so much. So that's a big part of who I am. But after a hard transition, which we can talk more about if we want to, but a hard transition of our church closing down in 2022, my husband and I were kind of launched into a new season of, okay, what do we do now? We were both on staff and all of a sudden we weren't and we didn't have a church. And that's kind of when the Lord started bringing up songwriting more again and inviting me to heal with that and to just do something that I loved. And so that's kind of how God got us to Nashville, is after that transition and a couple of years of healing, we ended up making our way down here for me to be able to continue in songwriting and just do something that I enjoy and love and felt the Lord inviting us into. So, yeah.
Well, that's neat, because you answered right in the beginning, I had two questions, and you answered that one question, because I love to hear the stories of, and I don't call it why people move, because I call it an answer to a call, and it's God's calling. But why did you name your son Samuel? Because I think that's a cool name, and I have a feeling. Yeah. I have a feeling, but I just wanted to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny that he ended up with such a traditional name, because I would always be like, let's name our baby River or Harvest or like all these, like, I don't know, just very non-traditional names. And I married a very traditional man and he would just be like, no. But then when we found out we were pregnant, we started, you know, praying and asking the Lord, and the name Samuel just kept coming up in my heart. And it really, we felt like the Lord gave us a word for him that he's going to hear the voice of the Lord clearly from a young age. Mm. And so the story of Samuel in the Bible, hearing the voice of the Lord. And I mean, he thought it was his priest Eli, but he was still hearing the voice of the Lord. And, so we just wanted to give him that name kind of as a prophetic declaration over his life. And then his middle name is my husband's grandfather, who is just an amazing man of the Lord too. And yeah, so that's how we ended up with Samuel Richard.
See, I knew it was even better than what I thought it would be. when God, because we, you know, my oldest son is Aaron, and we named him straight out of the Bible and who Aaron was. Allison Elizabeth, you know, for Elizabeth in the Bible.
I love the name Elizabeth.
Anderson Paul, we took Paul out of the Bible to name my third son. And then Anna Grace, and we just used the word grace because I truly, that's one of the words that I say all the time, you know, grace and joy that we can't find here on earth, because that only comes from the Lord. And yeah. And so that I really appreciate how you explain that. You took us, like I said, deeper than I thought. That, and that's cool when you have faith in the Lord and you listen. And I'll be praying for Samuel, because I think there are mighty things to come.
Thank you. I believe that too.
When we come back, the only homework you have for the show is to bring a Bible verse to the show, or verses to the show, whichever it is. I think it's really interesting how this segment ends up. So we'll be right back with Miss Becca Grace right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome to Rock the Flock Radio, whether you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO, streaming online at 897WJHO.org, or, I know, you can hit repeat because I say it every week. You scrolled past all these podcasts. You found this podcast called Rock the Flock, and you can't get away from it. It's because God just keeps sending amazing guests to the show. And just one more to add to the list, Miss Becca Grace. Becca, thank
you. Hi, everybody.
Thank you for opening up and sharing a little bit about your life, how you moved from Indiana, and you went from a northerner to a southerner down to Nashville. And we talked on air, we talked off air, the story of how you named your son, but more importantly, that you married a godly man. And the two of you, thank the Lord that the two of you are raising a child in a godly home.
Well,
this is a fun segment because before we get the intro, you know, we get that out of the way. So the Rock the Flock Nation gets to meet you. But before we get into music, if your music isn't grounded, it's just not any good. It serves the world, so it's trash. Sorry, but it is. But if you base your life on the Word of God, you go into ministry. So you spoke like you have in youth ministry and writing music. If you don't do all of that for the Lord, and not just halfway, because the Bible warns us of what happens if we're lukewarm. So, Becca, I'm very interested to hear your scripture this week.
Yeah. My scripture is Philippians 4:8, and it's a favorite for me, always has been. I've had a long-time battle with anxiety and just, I don't know, I feel like for most of us, a lot of our struggles start in our mind. And so this scripture is all about that. So it says this, it says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise."
Amen. So I would call...
Amen.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's all. I was just going to say amen.
So that sounds like a verse of a season of life, because we either have season verses that come to the show, we have lifetime verses that come to the show. Becca, a lot of people... A lot of people come to the show and talk about anxiety. And it's tough not to be anxious in this world we live in.
Yeah.
And for you, we talked about it before we started recording. It's not easy to move. You made a transition in moving, starting something new in a new place, a new family. And then you have to pack on the pressures of this world.
Yeah.
And no matter how much we put our faith in God, we fail because, man, we are bombarded. You know, I hope we don't have anxiousness in our homes, because I hope the Lord protects us in our homes. But it seems like when we go outside that door, there's just so much out there.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting that you say it that way, because I think that I've definitely experienced both. I think in this season, there's obviously a lot going on in the world, and it's just a great reminder to choose where to fix our thoughts. I think for me personally, I have a big testimony of having anxiety in my home specifically. And when I was... a teenager especially, I would have really, really, really awful night terrors and anxiety in my bedroom at night, where I just was like crippled with fear. And one of the things that I learned in that season that I obviously have to keep reapplying and remembering over and over again is that it's not enough to just be like, don't be afraid, don't be anxious, don't be afraid, don't be anxious, and just tell yourself what not to be. You have to replace it with something. And so that's part of why I love this verse, because it doesn't just say, don't be this way. It says, fix your thoughts on these things, you know, fix your thoughts on what's true. So that's part of why I love this verse.
And you know, and I know, and a lot of the listeners that are listening know that the only truth is Jesus, because he says, I am the way. And there's that word, the truth and the life. So he is the answer. And it's easy for me to say. I know it's easy for you to say, but applying it is the challenge some days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, all right. When we come back, we're going to get into your music, and then we're going to get into, like I said, the song you sent me that I listened to about three times over and over and over last night, because each time I listened to it, it's just a beautiful song, and I can't wait to play it here in just a little while. So we'll be right back with Miss Becca Grace right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week, Miss Becca Grace. Becca, this is the fun part of the show. We got the formalities out of the way. We've got to learn who you were, because when you come to the Rock the Flock house and you're knocking on that door, we have to know who's at the door. We have to introduce you not just to the artists that are on this show, but to everybody who's listening. And as I say every week, there's an orphanage in Africa, and there are kids over there that I just ask everybody to pray for, because he sent me a message yesterday, and they hadn't eaten in 4 days.
Oh, my gosh.
So just pray for those kids. But a lot of people listen. And thank you for the encouragement that you've given so far in the show. And now, the encouragement of what God has called you to do beyond being a wife, beyond being a new mom. He said, Becca, I want you to sing and write for me.
I think songwriting has been something that has always been a very personal thing for me. Between me and the Lord, and it's always been something that I've loved to do. I think this is such a beautiful season. When we moved to Nashville, it honestly felt more like an invitation than it did a call. Like, it didn't feel like God was commanding us, now you have to move to Nashville. It felt like kind of an open door that he was just like, okay, if you want to, do it, and I'm going to bless it. And so we did, and yeah, like one of the biggest reasons I wanted to move here is because I had been songwriting for a while, but coming from Indiana, it's not exactly like the music state, and specifically with Christian songwriting, there's just not a whole lot of community there around that, and I've just been so blessed to have found such wonderful friends and people here that just love the Lord and are chasing him and songwriting even harder than I am. And it's just so inspiring and been so beautiful to just what the Lord told me is just do it for the joy. And I try to come back to that when I get all perfectionistic and think, have I done enough co-writes or have I done enough content or any of those things? And just remembering, like, it's for the joy of it. It's for the joy of knowing him. And that's what I have to come back to.
When did you know, when did it begin that, hey, I'm going to serve the Lord in music?
White Mills, Kentucky. Okay. I don't know, it's probably like 2015 or 16. I was helping lead worship for a little camp. And I remember that there was just this girl who had kind of been reserved and had a lot of stuff going on. And I remember watching her and other students just lift their hands and find so much freedom in worship. And I just remember thinking, like, what could be more worthwhile than this? And that was really a turning point for me just as a teenager to even go, okay, I just want to lead worship and help people encounter the Lord's presence. And for me as a songwriter, honestly, I don't spend a lot of time writing in other genres. I think I probably should sometimes to push myself, but I always tend to come back to just worship when I'm writing, because that's kind of been my heartbeat and that's my history as well as a worship leader.
No rock, no rap.
No rock and rap. Maybe someday.
Now, what instruments do you play?
I get by playing piano and guitar.
Okay. More than just playing an air guitar? You actually know some...
I can actually hold the strings down, yes.
Okay.
Nothing fancy, though.
Now, do you get to play at all? I know up there, and I have to get up there. Just Love is amazing what they do.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
And there's some people up there that I'd love to meet that help promote Christian independent artists. You have the Christian emerging artist, I think, Instagram page that tries to promote. And again, Just Love does a lot to help.
Yes.
Do you get out and play?
I do. And I just want to give a huge shout out. The place that I play primarily and the place that I was playing almost exclusively when I first moved here was Just Love. And Mr. Frank Snodgrass is the franchise owner of that Just Love. And he is amazing, amazing man of God with such a passion to give a home to independent artists of all skill levels and not skill levels, but like of all levels of following, you know what I mean? Like of establishment in their path of songwriting and artistry. And that was such a blessing. He really took me under his wing and allowed me to have a space to play my music. And from there, that's honestly been the place that my other opportunities have come from. It's just a little coffee shop in Spring Hill, which is just south of Nashville. But oh my goodness, it's such a home to so many events, and there's always music there on Saturdays and Sundays of family friendly or Christian artists playing their original music. And it's just such a special place.
Speaking of music, you have an EP.
I do. Yes. A Psalm in the Night. Not a song, a Psalm in the Night. This one's really special. I honestly don't have like the quote unquote following for it to be a responsible choice to release an EP, but I really felt like the Lord was inviting me to do this. And so, it's entirely based out of the Psalms. And, when I was, I think I spoke about this earlier, when I was a teenager, I struggled a lot with, night terrors and nighttime anxiety and fear. And one of the things that really helped was my parents had these CDs, these old CDs of scripture set to music. And they were like nothing groundbreaking musically, but just the practice of listening to scripture and getting it into my heart. You know, the word tells us that scripture is a sword, and it was something that I would just like put on repeat. And I honestly felt like the word of God was fighting for me as I slept. Like I wouldn't have nightmares. I wouldn't have anxiety. And, I remember thinking I'd love to do this someday, and do a project like this. And then fast forward, we moved to Nashville and I get the opportunity to do a, worship mentorship program, called Writing Worship. It's by Chrissy Nordoff. And one of the big things that they have us work on is a spiritual discipline called psalming, which is where you open up the Psalms and you choose a couple verses and you just set them to music. And it's a spiritual practice and also just a songwriting exercise. And from that, I was able to write a few songs as well as one from a few years ago of Psalms set to music. And I just wanted to compile them and release it specifically as a gift to families and also as a gift to my son, something that we could play over him. And whether it got a bunch of streams or no streams, I could still play it over my baby boy. And I do that. And it's been really sweet to see. And another thing that was sweet is the song specifically that we're going to share, I got to finish with a dear friend here, which is such a testimony of what I talked about earlier of when we moved, wanting to write in community and see that come to fruition. And Michaela Halfast is on this song, and she is an amazing artist, amazing songwriter. And I'm so excited for you to hear her when we play this song.
Well, I would love to get her on the show. So you may have to do a little connection for us.
I would love that. I bet she'd love that too.
Well, you sent the song Praise, and what inspired you? I know you said you took it out of Psalms, but why name it Praise? I listen to it. When people listen to it, it's self-explanatory. But what part of Psalms did it come out of, and why name it Praise?
Yeah, so Praise is written out of Psalm 40. If it's okay, I'll just read the verses that it's out of. So it's Psalm 40, 1 through 2, which says, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. And then verse 16, which says, may all who search for you be filled with joy and gladness in you. May those who love your salvation repeatedly shout, the Lord is great. So obviously, just even listening to those verses, you can just hear the tone of praise in that passage. And there are other songs on this EP. There's one called Remembrance, and there's one called Protection. Those are out of 63 and 91. And those are a little bit less joyful. I explore a little bit more of like doubt and fear. But this song is just joy, just thankfulness for our testimony of being delivered, being saved, and being pulled out of our sin and set on a solid foundation, which is Christ.
Well, why don't you do the honor? When I say honor, I really do mean it, Becca, because not that we just play this song, we're fixing to play it right now after you intro it, but that it will go into the rotation of songs to be played on this show. That I don't care how many views I get either, how many people listen. I don't, the demographics of all that don't mean anything, because my prayer about this show is that who God brings is an artist, and what they say will touch somebody during that show. And that every week when these songs are played, and it's interesting how I have to line them up, because there's a lot of time restrictions that I have to move around. And sometimes certain songs by their length have to fit into that slot. And I think it's really neat, because I think that's just God. Somebody needs to hear it. And somebody needs to hear this song, Becca. So why don't you intro it, and we'll go ahead and play it.
Okay. Everybody, I'm Becca Grace, and this is my song, Praise.
Welcome back to Rock the Flock. Thank you for tuning in this week. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you to all the amazing artists this week. God bless each and every one of you, and continue, please continue to do what you're doing, because there will be a song. Well, there was a song we played at the top of the 8 o'clock hour from my buddy David AI. And David is on a path like many Christian independent artists get to at times. Do I need to keep doing this? It's not going anywhere. Nobody's listening. David, keep doing it, buddy. Keep doing it. This week we've really been blessed by a true child of God. Becca, I ask God all the time for his eyes so I can see. Not just in this world, and he's blessed me in that, but when I get to see the artist, and the listeners get to hear it, but Becca, mm-hmm. you're awesome. You have just a sweet spirit about you.
Thank you.
You have a spirit of joy. And I see a spirit of excitement, because I know you're beat down, because having a 4-month-old child will take a couple of chunks of your life. But you're just like that. Your amazing smile. God has given you the ability to walk into a dark room and be his light. So you just keep doing what you were doing for him. Keep taking steps forward, even when the steps may be hard. Just put your head down and trust him. But before we go any further, can I go to the Lord in prayer?
Let's do it.
Heavenly Father, thank you again for another week. Lord, I say it all the time, I don't deserve this. Lord, bless the artists on this show. Bless their ministries. Bless their families, Lord. Open doors that they would never think would open for them. Lord, thank you this week for bringing Becca to the show. God, I know she is your child. I ask you to protect her, to protect her husband, Michael, and to protect her son, Samuel. God, as they have given Samuel to you, that you will lift him up, Lord, and make him a man among men. Lord, wrap that family in a hedge of protection. Lord, send angels to walk with them. God, bless Becca and the ministry that you've put on her heart, that you will send her through doors, Lord, that she never would have imagined. Bless each and every one of her steps. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Miss Becca, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, how can people, because they'll want to know now, after listening to what you've said, listening to your music, how do we connect with Becca Grace?
Okay, yeah, if you want to connect with me, the main social media platform that I am on is Instagram, and my Instagram account is Becca Grace Music, which Becca is spelled B-E-C-C-A. That's Becca Grace Music.
All right, they'll connect with you, but I'm old school. You know, I'm an older Gen X person, and I like to shake people's hands, give them hugs, talk to them. Where can people see you next? Where will you be playing?
Oh, yes. Let me... There it is, because I've got a mom brain, but it actually will be at Just Love in Spring Hill. The very next thing I'm doing is playing on a Sunday there from 11 to 1. And then after that, there is a songwriter round on March 14th. And it's called Second Saturday. And there's a lot of amazing artists there. So definitely come check it out. And it's on Saturday evening, March 14th at Just Love in Spring Hill.
Well, hopefully I can, you gave me plenty of warning. So hopefully I can be there March 14th. To just shake your hand, hug you, pray for you, and then listen live to Becca Grace.
I would love that. That'd be awesome.
Well, Becca, you are a true warrior. You're in your car so you can get away from, in your car, in your garage to get, so you have some peace.
I have to hide.
We'll get back to your family. I hope you have just a wonderful Valentine's Day. And I will be praying for your family, especially for Samuel, because if the Lord doesn't come back, Samuel is going to see a world that I never thought could be seen. Because we are fastly approaching some things. AI technology, like you said, there's anxious, there's sick, there's some scary stuff out there. But you know what? None of that shakes the throne. Not any of this stuff out here shakes the throne.
Yep. God's raising a generation that's going to be ready for it.
That's right. Because each generation, and Amanda Nolan, thank you for way back in the beginning of Rock the Flock, reminding me that we're all created for a time such as this. So there we go. Miss Becca Grace, have a great day. It's been a true honor to have you on Rock the Flock.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Becca Grace.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.